I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The two Republican gubernatorial candidates in Vermont say the state should hold off on letting refugees from Syria into the state. Their comments follow Governor Peter Shumlin's call for the state to welcome those refugees. VPR's Steve Zint has more.
The recent attacks in Paris and elsewhere have sparked concerns in this country about the Obama administration's plans to bring 10,000 Syrian refugees to the United States. This week, more than two dozen Republican governors said they would try to block the refugees from coming to their states. But Governor Peter Shumlin says Vermont should welcome them.
Where when people are dying, when people's lives are being threatened, when they're getting in little rafts to escape wherever they were, risking their lives, losing their lives in many cases to get there, that we don't become the country that says, we're closing the borders, we don't trust you, and we're not going to let you in.
The governors of Maine and Massachusetts are among those pledging to keep refugees out. New Hampshire's governor has called for a halt to refugees coming from Syria to the U.S. until security concerns are addressed. Vermont Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, who's running for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, says the state should follow suit.
I think it's incumbent upon us to do the same until such time as the federal government can prove it's meeting its national security obligations, making sure that there is a rigorous process to be sure that it's just those peace-loving Syrians and others that want to come into our states.
Scott says the most important consideration has to be the safety of Vermonters. Both Democratic candidates, Sue Minter and Matt Dunn, who hope to replace Shumlin in next year's election, support the governor's call to welcome Syrian refugees. Republican gubernatorial candidate Bruce Lissman issued a statement calling on the state to, quote, take a step back until security concerns are addressed. There are questions about whether states can legally close their doors to refugees, let alone those of a specific nationality. Resettlement organizations say the screening process is rigorous. They say it's too early to tell what impact the current uproar will have on where Syrian refugees are placed. But they're concerned about the unwelcome atmosphere that might be created by some state governors. Amila Mirzanovic is director of the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program. She says since the Paris attacks, the organization has been receiving inquiries about plans to bring Syrian refugees to Vermont.
From people, you know, wanting to understand how the system works and what the security checks are in place, no negative calls.
Mirzanovic says the program expects to bring Syrian refugees to the state in the next 12 months, but how many is not yet known. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.